Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been some legislation recently passed by the House that will help to protect an important benefit that Pennsylvania seniors receive by making sure that cost of living adjustments at the federal level don't work against them in terms of qualification for a program. What's going on here?
Legislation will soon be on the governor's desk that will allow senior citizens who received a Social Security cost of living increase to keep their eligibility for the state's PACE and PACE-Net prescription drug benefit plans, a law preventing seniors from being disqualified for the program solely due to a Social Security cost of living increase, was set to expire at the end of the year. However, House Bill 425 would continue this exemption through 2019. Current income eligibility levels for PACE are set at less than $14,500 for a single person and less than $17,700 for a couple. PACE-Net, which includes those individuals with income exceeding PACE maximums, is also available, and you can contact our office for eligibility questions. The minimum age to participate in these programs is 65, and they are funded from proceeds of the Pennsylvania Lottery. For more information about PACE and PACE-Net, you can contact my office at 610-965-9933. Again, that phone number is 610-965-9933.
And there's also an important deadline coming up for Pennsylvania seniors who participate in an important program that gives them a little bit of money back on their property taxes or rent. What's going on here?
Senior citizens are reminded that the deadline to apply for the state's 2016 property tax and rent rebate program is extended until December 31st of 2017. Applications for the program are available from my district office, and my staff will be on hand to provide no-cost assistance in completing the application form. Eligible participants can receive a rebate of up to $650 based on their rent or property taxes paid in 2016. The program benefits eligible Pennsylvanians who are 65 years or older, widows and widowers 50 years or older, and those 18 years or older with disabilities. Keep in mind that you should be prepared to provide all necessary income, property tax, or rental information required to process claims quickly and accurately. Claimants who already applied for their rebates may check on the status of claims online at www.revenue.pa.gov. Again, www.revenue.pa.gov. And you can contact our office at any time for assistance. Again, our phone number is 610-965-9933, 610-965-9933.
And as we get into the holiday season, it's a time that people are often engaged in charitable giving, and there are some precautions that one needs to take when one considers donating to charities one might not be familiar with. What do folks need to know about this?
While the holiday season is often the most charitable, consumers are encouraged to be vigilant and watch out for scams aimed at taking advantage of their goodwill. For your protection, the Pennsylvania Department of State's Bureau of Charitable Organizations maintains a publicly accessible online database which contains all legally established charities in Pennsylvania. Consumers are encouraged to verify the legitimacy of a charity using this database prior to donating. You can access this database by visiting their website at www.charities.pa.gov. Again, www.charities.pa.gov. And if you need to learn more about an organization prior to donating or to report suspected fraud, you can also call the Bureau of Charitable Organizations toll-free telephone hotline. That number is 1-800-732-0999. Again, 1-800-732-0999.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.